In this country, our colleague David Green has some new music from an old group.
When they put old Daniel in the lion's den, God put a rainbow in the cloud.
These men may be in their 70s and 80s, but they're still the blind boys of Alabama. The original members met in the 1930s at the Alabama Institute for the Blind. They've won 5 Grammys and plenty of other awards for their gospel music. Jimmy Carter, the musician, not the former president, was there from the beginning.
When the Blind Boys started out, we weren't even thinking about all these accolades and all that stuff. We just wanted to get out and sing gospel and tell the world about gospel music. But the changes came, and we had to change the times.
Think of the times their music has lived through. They formed in the Jim Crow era. They lent their voices to the civil rights movement. And now they've seen the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech.
I was never fortunate enough to meet Dr. King, but we were, you know, at some of his rallies. And I hope that our music helped to change, you know, what was, you know, we've come a long way. We have a long way to go, but we have come a long way, and I hope that we have been a part of that.
What a voice. He and the other blind boys are out this week with a new album. There are some old gospel favorites, but there's also a modern, well, relatively modern song, Bob Dylan's Every Grain of Sand.
I have come to understand that
that younger voice you hear there is indie musician Justin Vernon, the frontman for the band Bon Iver. Vernon produced the new Blind Boys album.
I was touched and I was honored to be thought of. I've been kind of on a roll doing my own thing for a while, and I hadn't had that magical opportunity in life to sort of be tested by a great thing. And making a record with the Blind Boys Alabama was that great thing for me.
Jimmy Carter told NPR a few years ago that he didn't love contemporary music. He seems to be coming around.
I have an old saying that says, the mind is like a parachute. It works better when it's open. So we are open for any kind of material, you know, no matter who the artist is. As long as they have good material and we like it, that's fine.
I gaze into the doorway of temptation.
Blind Boys of Alabama, their new album, I'll Find a Way, is out this week.